very high frequency on the range stations. They're the more, they were installed just after the war. Mm-hmm. And the entire airspace structure of the world, of the Western world, the Russians and the Chinese, have always refused in the past to open them, but they are now installing them. Mm-hmm. China's come lately, just as they're going out of, just as they're about to. So they'll gradually, they won't suddenly drop, they'll gradually, the major airways will continue to be defined by VORs, and the subsidiary airways will get removed, the VORs will get removed, the people will have to use GPSs, and then gradually all the VORs will go. They're very expensive to maintain. Mm-hmm. You need an awful lot of them. You know, the 24 GPS satellites, you need, I think the US alone has 1,000 VOR stations, plus the US. Ocean side, visible right from Interstate 5 as you go south, and just sit out there in the middle of the field. Yeah. Many of them, like the one up Fillmore, north of the city, to the place, but all throughout the mountains here in California, having all of that in California. So, mm-hmm. So that's the next step. The next step is we're going to see a main VOR. Network has lasted from 1945 to 2005 or so, 60 years, 70 years, mm-hmm. And it's gradually going to get replaced. So we're going to see a big change of the replacement of that with something, most likely the GPS. Mm-hmm. And then the landing aids are at, there's a discussion of whether the ILSs will be replaced by GPSs or whether some airports will keep ILSs. Very hard to predict now. Mm-hmm. The ILS is a perfectly usable landing aid. That's the job. Again, it has to be maintained, but they're easier to get to. They're right at the airport, so you don't have to climb any mountaintops. They're cheaper to maintain. Mm-hmm. But they do have to be maintained. They have to be calibrated periodically. So will the GPS, I suppose. Okay. There's going to be a big change in that area. Flight control, I don't see any. Big space flight control, I do, I was mentioning to you in my article, I talk about non-principal axis rotations as being, in the past, spacecraft have been heavily symmetrical, big, strong axis of symmetry, and you've been rotating around that axis. Mm-hmm. And that means you fire a couple of jets and the spacecraft turns around its axis. When you deal with non-principal axes, you apply a torque and it responds in two different axes, you know, the spacecraft starts to wobble.
Yeah.
And, you've got to learn how to put the torques on so that the rotation occurs around the desired axis without wobbling. And in print, that's an easy mechanics course at Harvard in 1956 taught me how to do that. Mm-hmm. But knowing how to do it on paper and implementing it is a different, a very different story.
Right.
They're not done yet. As you were mentioning, this last Mars thing you're saying is perhaps attributed to non-symmetrical spectra. And another big area are collision avoidance, air-to-air collision avoidance. What's the relation between electronics that interrogate each other in airplanes and measure spacing and perhaps azimuth and the people on the ground? Suppose you have a clearance to fly a straight line and you measure a position relative to somebody else, and you decide if you do fly that straight line, you're going to hit somebody. You legally don't have the right to deviate. You have a clearance that says you're supposed to go straight ahead. So as soon as onboard collision avoidance gets stronger, and it is, the trend is toward getting much stronger than onboard collision avoidance, the interplay between the crew and the ground controller who said, here's where you're supposed to fly, and the crew says, well, I can't because I've got traffic crossing like that. In the past, it would be the guy on the ground that would see the traffic. And he would call to the crew and say, turn left 20 degrees. And he would give the instruction for turning.
Yeah.
Now the crew is going to give the instruction for turning. He was going to tell the guy on the ground, hey, I just turned 20 degrees left to avoid traffic. The guy on the ground got a lot of other airplanes around. And he may say, gee, you can't do that because you're going to hit somebody else that hasn't shown up yet on your collision avoidance screen, but he's out there. I know that because I can see him. You know, you can't. This all has to be worked out. This is a complex issue.